7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wow, 7:35. Getting kind of close there. We're only 5 minutes off. Not really. That's not the actual time. I think we all know what time it is. Do I really have to say it? Yeah, I do. It's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the dubious goals committee. Yay! Hooray! Once again, it's that super fun time of day for me, for you, for my cat, for just about everyone. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm not Hello Kitty. But I'm friends with Hello Kitty, just due to my sheer awesomeness. Oh my God, I love Hello Kitty so much. But that's neither here nor there. It's time to drink. Time to drink tea. Let's drink some. Oh boy, as I pour my tea into the cup, I realize, this is something new, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's something we've never had before. What is it? No. Fascinating. Oh, I can tell you one thing. It's delicious. And can you hear that thunder? Wow, good tea. Let's open the window so we can hear that thunder a little bit better. Brum, 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 brum. Thunder, thunder. It's raining. Yeah, so I'm drinking tea. What kind of tea am I drinking? Well, I'm drinking that new Yunding Tieguanyin. And it's pretty good. It's definitely got this sort of edge to it. It's rolled funny. It's rolled all. I don't even know. I'm a little bit too excited about it, and I want to jump in on this and really go crazy. But what you need to know is we've got Tieguanyin here, who tastes like that. It's a little bit more of that sort of tamarind kind of flavor, along with, I want to say acorns, but not acorns, like hazelnuts, filberts. It's very hazelnut and tamarind-like, a lot of hay or alfalfa type of notes, but regardless, it's great stuff, and I'm going to be pretty excited drinking this all day, all night. So, maybe we need to drink some more of that. Let's quit messing around here. Oh, baby. So, what's happening? What's going on? What are we doing today? Are you about to get out of the car, Tobe? No, we're not getting out of the car. Because I'm not in the car. I'm drinking tea. It's raining. It's raining pretty good. It started raining last night around 1 a.m. or just before. Well, actually, I don't think it started raining then. We started to hear rumbles of thunder in the distance, maybe 1:45. And then the rumbles sort of slowly built up, got a little bit louder, and eventually it started raining, and it started raining pretty good. And the first thing I thought was, yay, mushroom time, because the temperatures have been just right for the last week or so. And we started getting this soaking rain, and I thought, yeah, I get to go look for mushrooms tomorrow. No, I don't get to look for mushrooms today, because it's still raining. So it's been raining now for Well, I don't know if it's actually rained all night, all the way through, but for about 9 hours. And it's coming down now pretty good. I woke up a couple hours ago, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I was rolling around on the floor. And then I sort of got freaked out because I left my TV on, and the movie that was on was the same movie that was on when I went to sleep last night, and almost in the exact same spot, but regardless. And then after I was rolling around on the floor for half an hour, then the thunder started up again, so I just decided to get up, and I'm moving around, and I'm doing wacky business, and I just realized we need to get into the other room, because I think I just missed the start of the race. Yeah, that's right. I got racing today. So I'm not overly disappointed that I can't go outside due to rain. Let's leave the old office / studio here. It's raining today and I can't go outside, but that's okay because I've got a lot of racing I need to watch today. Yeah, I got football games too, but this football game is going to hell in a bucket. Look at this. Liverpool is up by 3, and it's not even halftime. Oh my god, this is good. Right, so I've got motorcycle racing that I need to watch, and then I've got car racing that I need to watch, and then I've got more football I need to watch, and then I got T20, I got cricket I need to catch up on because I'm so far behind. And Ronaldo just got carded. That's hilarious. He's mad. He's angry. Oh, and look who just showed up.
You want to watch the football with me, dingus?
And here comes another yellow card. Yeah, this game is going to hell in a handbasket. But we're not here to watch the game, Pippa. We got to watch the race. Punch in the race. We got to watch the race.
Gusto Fernandez crossed the line in second, despite the long lap penalty.
Okay.
It's making a mark. VDS.
Here, Pippa. You're in the wrong. Move over here.
The stands are packed as the fans have come to wish farewell to their countryman Valentino Rossi. The 9-time world champion lines up on his home circuit grid one last time.
Yeah, because if you haven't heard, Valentino Rossi is retiring. Where are you going? And now my cat is... I thought we were going to do some kitty business. Apparently, we're not doing kitty business. The cat is wandering off. Okay, so yeah, I got motorcycle racing and I got football. And when does... We need to just double check, make sure I know when my... Yes, perfect. I love it when this happens. When does my car race start? It starts right after the motorcycle race. It's on a different channel, but it's on a next door channel. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, yeah. Now all I gotta do is wait for the race to start. Gonna wait for racing to start. And how do we wait for racing to start? Well, the first thing we do is play some music. And I think what I need today is some two-tone. So let's go with The Specials. And their song, Gangsters.
Yeah.
beautiful. At one time known as the Coventry Automatics, they became the Specials, and that was their song Gangsters, one of my favorites in the entire two-tone genre. Good stuff all around. But now that we've gotten that out of the way, and now that we've killed enough time, I think it's time that we take attendance, make sure everybody's here. And maybe we should start with Brenda.
Okay, Brenda.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Man, should we fund this? I mean, we should get some funding for this, right?
Funded.
Yeah, I thought so.
Present! Astronomic kit!
Alright, astronomical cat's here.
Well done. Ghost Bear! Ghost Bear!
Hey, where's Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh, tardy again.
Not typical Ghost Bear. What? Oh my god! He's attacking! He's running amok! We're all gonna die!
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh, my goodness. A wacky Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear killed Ted again. Oh, my God. Ghost Bear. That's the thing. Well, you got to give Ghost Bear and, you know, spirit animals in general, healthy outlets. And that's what I appreciate about the ex-Soviet Union. You know, they were always training their bears to ride motorcycles. And I really respect that. I mean, that's just good Soviet thinking. Solderpunk and I were talking about this last week, how much cooler Soviet stuff looked. How much more, you know, into the future they were looking. And so I can appreciate the whole concept of putting bears on motorcycles, especially if you're going to then let those bears race those motorcycles. You could have bear motorcycle races. And I imagine the start would probably sound something like this, the beginning of the race. So if you had like bear moto GP
from 15th, there are three races left in moto GP 2021.
That
this
means
is the
bear
16th
racing
chapter of the year. Dominator Dotti's heart rate has finally gone over 100 for the first time this weekend. Pekka Banyaya lines
okay,
up
just
on
get these
the
bears moving
on the trot. We're ready to go racing in moto GP eyes on the lights and away we go. Good start from Miller, really good start. He's going to go past Pekka Banyaya surely into turn one. Coming through is Miguel Oliveira as well. It is Miller who leads.
Stunning start by Miguel Oliveira on the factory KTM there. He's come through from fifth place into second. Not the dream start that Pekka Banyaya was wanting. Oh, Quartararo is getting beaten up on the early stages already. He's been bulked through the first couple of corners. We'll keep track on that in a moment. Here comes Miller. It was Banyaya with the better start then. What happened there? Miller must have got caught up somewhere, but Miller's gone back through to second. Banyaya then is trying to break.
So it was the dream start then that Pekka Banyaya wanted so, so badly. It's not been the start that Fabio Quartararo needed.
Paco Banyaya is a Russian bear who rides a motorcycle, and that motorcycle is called a Ducati. And I sort of like Ducatis, only because MIG doesn't make motorcycles. Oh my god, how great would that be? Oh, I want a MIG motorcycle. I'm not allowed to have motorcycles. We've talked about this. My parents won't let me have one. And I know what you're thinking. They're thinking, but Tobe, aren't you a full-grown adult? No, I'm a 9-year-old child, and you cannot let 9-year-old children have Well, you can actually. It's okay to let 9-year-old children have motorcycles as long as they're not me. All right, where are we with this?
Nakagami, one of his first victims at turn 14. He certainly is.
Those are
yeah,
fast
he goes
bears
up into 14th place. He's now got fellow Frenchman Johan Zarco just up ahead of him as he rounds turn 16.
Okay. The good news is after lap one, my favorite bear, Paco, he's up in first place, followed by his teammate, followed by my other favorite guy, Mark Marquez, who's been doing better. Pretty excited about that. Maverick Vinales is down at the bottom. Wow, this isn't any good. This is no way to start a race. What is this, a joke? No? Okay, well, let's have some jokes. Maybe we need to have some really good sort of like stand-up comedy on a dubious goals committee. Let's do that. Unless digital media fails. Okay, here we go.
I just had birthday, turned an older age. I am now so old my birth certificate is death certificate. How are dentists real? You touch enough tooth and get a job working in my mouth. I hate the economy. Politics are happening again.
I will say.
There are too many flags. If flag wave at me, I have to wave back or I am canceled by culture. Free speech, not no more, costs $17.
Oh, don't.
Just jesting. I'm kidding you all. To prove I am kidding, here are some kids.
Get off stage. Stage is funnier than you. You should be a stage, not a joke DJ. Stop being you.
Oh, are you comedian? Or are you airplane food? Because you are bad. I am roasting you good. An airplane will eat you now. Here is my impression of microwave. Beep, beep. I am microwave. I dropped out of oven college. Beep.
Impression is so good it's making me hungry. Help me open his face to get popcorn from microwave. What is this corn? It is not real.
It is not popcorn. It is propcorn. I am prop comedian, a comedian who owns items. Okay, everybody, knock, knock.
I love door jokes. Who is at the door? Who is at the me?
Chad.
Chad who?
Chad Florida. I invented Florida. It was a hot mistake. Florida is state where logic goes on vacation. Florida is an alligator people live on. Dinosaurs are crazy weird, right? How did they survive without having credit cards? I guess they didn't. Hey, a flag is on stage now. It's waving at me, but will I wave back? No way. Hold your horse. Flag is my wife. We together so many decades, our marriage certificate is death certificate.
All right. If you are slightly confused, I don't blame you. But this is something that I got turned on to the other day, and now I'm absolutely going crazy watching this stuff. And what stuff am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about stuff, you know, written by AI. And I hate saying AI. Artificial intelligence. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence. You either have intelligence or you do not. You cannot generate it artificially. You can use machines to make intelligence, but that's, you know, machine intelligence, just like we have plant intelligence and human intelligence. Good thunder. So anyway, I've been watching these videos on YouTube in the last 24 hours that are made by bots, and there are some great ones. That was the first stand-up comedy special ever written by bots. I've also watched the first stoner movie written by bots, the first holiday film written by bots, and the first horror movie. And that's how it got started. I saw this horror movie. Just look up the first horror movie written entirely by bots. And if you're not, just dying because it's so good. Well, then, I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with you. That possibility exists. But this stuff is killing me. The only way this could get any better is if it was somehow Giant Steps, but it's written entirely by bots. Hold it together, Tob. Oh, no, we got to get into some music. What do I want? I want some good music. What haven't I heard in a while? What do we need? Oh, I know. We need some Wagaki Bando. But what song? Let's go with... I like Fire. Say. Well, that was the song Ignite by Wagaki Bando. Love that song. Love that band. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, that's great and all, but how does that song or that band help us to make soup? Well, that song is called Ignite. And you need to ignite something to make soup. What do you need to ignite? Well, you need to ignite either a gas ring or maybe some wood to create fire. And then the fire is what you use to boil the water. And then you add some salt. Oh, thanks, digital media. Another massive screw-up by digital. Okay, now pay attention.
Керет, пакет. Керет, пакет. Подожди, но. Ха, West is class. Керет, пакет. Керет, пакет. Подожди, но.
Is making soup very easy?
Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cook you naked oil. Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cook you naked oil. Once upon a time, Boris. Start making soup. But he forgot the ingredient that he will never forget again. And what was missing? The bay leaf. Again. The bay leaf. Nice. The bay leaf. Is the meat of course is meat. Make you grow big and strong. Is the meat of course is meat. What you think is it? A trick? Is the meat of course is meat. Make you grow big and strong. Salt, pepper, sure. What you think is it? Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. What you think is it? Ой, мама will be proud. Sorry, бабушка. It's only business. What is mission? The baby. What is mission? It's the baby. What pan? Horse. What pan? Horse. What pan? Horse. What is mission? The beef.
Okay, I hope that cleared some things up. Let's go over this again. Making soup very easy. Just add water, set to boil. That's the key thing. Set to boil. To boil water. You must have heat. You need fire. So you need to ignite something. And then, you know, heat the water over whatever's burning. Jeez. Don't you love it when the dubious goals committee has has such great continuity? Yeah, me too. But this is making my... The weather is making my sinuses all crazy. We got the old pressure drop and we got the humidity. And, oh, my sinuses. But that's fine. Because now I got to go back to watching my racing. Because I got to watch races all day today. And I guess it's time for me to say something along the lines of, you've been listening to the Dubious Racing Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, and I'm done. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.